Unit 9. The smaller creature emits a huge flash of light, blinding the predator, which reaches out with 8 deadly arms to grab its prey. The smaller creature emits a huge flash of light, blinding the predator, which reaches out with 8 deadly arms to grab its prey. They're among the strange and wondrous creatures inhabiting the deep oceans, a vast area we're only just beginning to understand. They're among the strange and wondrous creatures inhabiting the deep oceans, a vast area we're only just beginning to understand. Though water covers 70% of the Earth's surface, we know very little about the deep oceans. Though water covers 70% of the Earth's surface, we know very little about the deep oceans. In 1960, a specially built vessel, the Trieste, touched down 10,916 meters below the surface, deeper than anyone has ever gone. In 1960, a specially built vessel, the Trieste, touched down 10,916 meters below the surface, deeper than anyone has ever gone. A large percentage, called the abyssal plains, is almost completely flat. A large percentage, called the abyssal plains, is almost completely flat. Discoveries in the 20th century, including an important finding in 1977, changed that perception. Discoveries in the 20th century, including an important finding in 1977, changed that perception. Minerals and hot water from beneath the Earth's crust shoot up through these vents. Minerals and hot water from beneath the Earth's crust shoot up through these vents. Perhaps the best known is the giant squid, a fierce, fast-moving predator with suction cups on its arms. Perhaps the best known is the giant squid, a fierce, fast-moving predator with suction cups on its arms. The dark sea also houses fish with special organs, called photophores, which produce light. The dark sea also houses fish with special organs, called photophores, which produce light. Given how little we know about the underwater world, some scientists feel we should focus on researching the oceans before branching out into space. Given how little we know about the underwater world, some scientists feel we should focus on researching the oceans before branching out into space.